focus on hands-on projects, things that people can do that connect people and also benefit their community, land, and water. So connect them to their community and the place they live. And so these projects are often nonpartisan and nonpolitical. We try to stay out of policy and make something happen on the ground. And to do that, we need partners. It's really how we work. We try to work with a local municipality, a local tribe, or just community groups, and engage them directly in some of these, you know, good fish habitat or local foods-ish projects. And so that's really why I'm coming to Petersburg, is to meet folks in Petersburg interested in that kind of hands-on good work, and learn what's happening in Petersburg, and then share what we've been doing in other communities to see if there's some examples and good projects that have happened throughout the region that might be applicable in Petersburg.
And probably the closest that I know of is the effort in Wrangell at Pat Creek.
Yeah, Pat's Creek, it's a beautiful little stream located just outside of Wrangell, and it's really important to the folks in Wrangell. It's got coho in it, sockeye, some pinks and some chums, and it's where they host their local kids fish day. And some folks at the Forest Service and ADF&G connected with us and told us that some past logging in that watershed may have impacted the fish habitat on it, and there might be some opportunity to improve it. And so we worked with the Forest Service, the State Division of Forestry, the local tribe, the Wrangell Cooperative Association, and some others, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and community members. And we did a big watershed assessment of the area and identified some need for fish habitat restoration. Essentially what had happened is they logged over the stream back before stream buffers were a law, and that made it really simple. It was beautiful, clear-looking water, great substrate, but it looked like a bowling alley. You know, no trees, no nothing. It was just kind of straight, simple habitat. And so we came in and placed older second-growth trees inside the stream and just made it more complex. By adding that large wood, we created fish habitat. And that was just done this summer, and we're going to continue watching it, and we're hoping that it'll improve the returns of salmon over time.
Have you identified projects in the Petersburg area that could be possibilities, or are you hoping to hear about that from people who live here?
Yeah, we're definitely hoping to hear about it from people who live here. One of the roles we play is sometimes a middleman. You know, I guarantee that the Forest Service has a good knowledge of what's happening on their land, and the state and city municipal lands. Sometimes they know what's going on, and sometimes they don't. And often nobody acts between those ownerships. And so sometimes getting everybody in the same room and chatting comes up with some joint projects that those different landowners and different agencies can work together on. And oftentimes we act as that middleman to make those conversations happen.
Anything else you want people to know about Thursday night's presentation?
So we do more than just fish habitat restoration. We do some community sustainability projects too. And here's a really cool example of something that the organization's doing that, well, it's kind of exciting, and people in Petersburg might be interested. We have a traveling greenhouse. And so we have a little local foods program that's the goal is to increase local food production and consumption throughout the region. And we've learned that a lot of different community groups, schools, tribes, and others are interested in starting a greenhouse and starting local foods production, but they didn't know how to do it. And so we made a greenhouse on wheels that we can put on the ferry and send to different communities. And every year there's an opening application, and every year it goes to a different community. So I think it's been to Cake and Huna and Yakutat, and right now it's in Sitka, and that application's open right now. So if folks are interested in, or a group is interested in trying out a greenhouse for a year, that's available.